At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Black and Hispanic children face tougher barriers to success in Texas than other racial and ethnic groups. As according to a new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, KERA's Christina Martinez explains.
The 2017 Race for Results report measures kids' progress on health, economic, and education milestones. For example, proficiency in math and reading. About 31% of Texas fourth graders were proficient in reading in 2015. For Latino fourth graders, that number fell to 22%, and African-American children, 17%.
People of color have historically been zoned into neighborhoods that have fewer opportunities, that maybe don't have as good as schools.
Christy Tingle is with the Austin-based Center for Public Policy Priorities, which is involved with the report.
They're more likely to attend a high-poverty school, and that school may lack the resources and opportunities provided to students in low-poverty schools.
Nationwide, Texas ranked number 9 for Asian American children meeting milestones. The state ranked number 16 for African American children, number 20 for white children, and number 33 for Latino children. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
You can find the full report at aecf.org/racesforresults. Hunger on college campuses is on the rise. A study of 70 community colleges in 24 states shows 2 out of 3 students are considered food insecure. Bill Zeeble reports as part of our American Graduate Initiative.
Unless you have good nutrition, you're not going to be able to learn. If your stomach is grumbling, you can't.
We're outside Cedar Valley College in Lancaster. Trisha Cunningham stands in front of a food bank on wheels. It's filled with 3,000 pounds of fresh corn, cauliflower, and potatoes.
We know that students who are not nourished really are now having to find out where their next meal is coming from and what they're going to be able to do. They have a hard time really focusing on their studies, and they don't do as well in school.
Cunningham's the new CEO of the North Texas Food Bank. Her mobile pantry is making its first visit to a Dallas County college, and it'll return to this campus. Joe Seabrooks is Cedar Valley's president.
I think it makes all the difference. It's the difference between students dropping out. It's the difference between people choosing to still work underpaid jobs to make ends meet.
Recent research backs what Seabrooks is saying, that college kids without regular access to nutritious meals suffer in school.
We do see that the grade point averages, the performance in courses among these students is lower than it is with other students, and their dropout rates are higher.
Sarah Goldrick Rabb is an education professor at Temple University in Philadelphia. Over the past few years, she's researched food and housing insecurity at colleges for the University of Wisconsin. What does she mean by food insecurity?
Very sizable numbers of students that don't have sufficient nutritious food to eat that they can get in a socially acceptable manner, which can mean that somebody never gets fruit and vegetables and regularly skips meals and may go for days, frankly, without eating.
Goldrick Rabb's research shows even greater hunger at community colleges, where tuition's more affordable, especially for students from lower-income families. Between 1/2 to 2/3 of community college students nationally are food insecure. Her study included the Dallas County Community College system. It turns out, says Goldrick Rabb, Texas numbers are slightly better than the national average.
Maybe one reason is that Houston and Dallas and other areas throughout Texas do have some of the better food banks and food assistance programs in the country.
Kenneth Rodriguez, a 19-year-old Cedar Valley computer science student, has benefited. Years ago, he ate, thanks to the North Texas Food Bank.
We didn't really have anything in our fridge. When we got our food, it brought a smile to me, and I know it helped my mom feel more comfortable because now we would have food and we would eat with smiles on our face.
Rodriguez was at the mobile food pantry handing out fresh produce to fellow students at Cedar Valley College. Among students getting food from the mobile pantry, Christian Jones, in his second year at Cedar Valley, says there's an immediate need at home.
I got 3 other people. I got my dad and my brothers, and we can eat a little healthier at my house because all we eat is canned food and processed food and fast food anyway, so it might be good.
Daniel Esquivel, a 17-year-old high school student taking college classes at Cedar Valley, is hauling home potatoes, cauliflower, corn, and pears.
It just really helps out. It makes pretty much a big difference with just saving money, and also every food that they give is nutritious, and that also helps.
more and more colleges are becoming aware of their students' food needs, not just in North Texas, but across the country. Kathleen Maroney is with California's Chico State University.
I received a call from a faculty member here on campus who had a student in class that was so hungry they couldn't pay attention to the lecture.
That was 4 years ago, when Maroney was relatively new to her California University administrative job.
This student was a straight-A student, had three jobs. All of them were unpaid internships. And the faculty member was asking me where the pantry was on campus. So I started asking around and realized there was not a food pantry. And so I decided that we could start one.
Maroney's Hungry Wildcat food pantry has grown, serving a few hundred students the first year, to more than 3,000 last year. Across Texas, several colleges are setting up food pantries. In Dallas-Fort Worth, the North Texas Food Bank mobile pantries visited Texas Women's University in Denton and plans to visit other Dallas County community colleges. Sarah Goldrick-Rabb says college food insecurity is a national problem, calling for a national response. She says one could be the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, also known as food stamps.
So if you don't have children, you got to work 20 hours a week in most places to get SNAP. But college doesn't count. That needs to be changed so that people can get SNAP.
Goldrick-Rabb says that's just one idea. Here's another.
We have a really important program in the National School Lunch Program that gives school children breakfast and lunch every day and even sometimes sends backpacks home on the weekends for food.
Goldrick-Rabb says that help stops when a student graduates high school. But hunger doesn't end in the 12th grade. She says the free lunch program should follow students to college so they can focus on school and not focus on food. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Sunny skies, a high near 72 in the forecast today. It's 58 degrees in Dallas, 53 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 51 degrees in Wichita Falls.